What is happening, everybody? How are all my people's doings? I hope everybody's having a super, super good day today. Early as shit. Okay, so here's the deal. Jenna wakes up for school, like to go teach, and she's not loud, but I end up waking up every single time. And then she leaves, and it's like, I can't go back to bed. I don't know what it is. I might just be dependent on having somebody in here with me, but whatever it is, I can't go back to bed. And now it's 6:30 a.m., and I'm awake. So we're going to do a podcast. Let's do it.
Me? Yeah. What? MC Vagina's right back in this bitch. 2009 is the year that I recorded this song.
Yep. Uh-huh. Did you miss me? So stupid. With guns.
Guns don't kill people. I kill people. With guns.
So stupid. If anybody knows what that song is called, I automatically give you 10 cool points. I don't know what that even means. I don't know how many cool points you need to accomplish whatever it is you need. But just know that if you know that song, you get 10 additional cool points. So, what do we want to talk about today? We'll get into some sports stuff, but first, there's more. We'll talk a little bit about the garage sailing I did this weekend and what sold over the weekend. So this week on Saturday, I woke up a little bit earlier than I usually do. I woke up about 6:45 instead of 8. And I mean, there's only a handful of garage sales you can go to at 7. Most of them are 8 and they say no early birds, please. But, I went to this like, it wasn't a development. I don't know. It was just like a little neighborhood, I guess. And they were having a community garage sale. So there was probably 20 to 30 garage sales realistically within walking distance. I could have spent all day in this area, but I just drove around and kind of stopped. I was picky about which ones I was stopping at. I ended up actually getting a North Face Apex jacket, size like medium or something. It's a women's, but it's not like the fleece. It's the like the rain water resistant, weatherproof, I guess. The Apex, you can look up the Apex one and it'll say what it is. But pick that up for $5. That'll probably, I mean, on the one web, like the one app I use, it's already got like 7 or 8 likes on it. Which is, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot. And I have it listed for $30 and the buyer pays shipping. So that site is not eBay. So that's Mercari. They take the money out before you even see it. So it's not like you get hit with some fee at the end of the month, which I think eBay should just do that, because the fee at the end of the month, it actually fucked me last month, because it was like, I had like $600 in sales, and then at the end of the month, I was like, "Oh yeah, you owe us $65 or whatever." But it was just like an unexpected fee that I didn't really take into account because I wasn't selling that often or like that regularly with that volume of money, if that makes sense. But Mercari, they take it like it shows you. It says you list it for $30. Buyer pays $4 shipping. What am I saying? Oh, buyer pays $5 shipping, whatever it is. Minus, and then it says like their 10% fee or whatever it is. So you earn $27. It like breaks it all down for you. So you don't see that money. So it makes it a little bit easier. I like Mercari a little bit more. Just for that reason is that, I mean, the shipping and everything is so much easier too. You don't have to have the buyer pay the shipping, then you go pay for the shipping label. It's just one stop. Like, they pay for the shipping label, you print it out. That's it. Bingo bango. But anyway, so I picked that North Face up. Then there wasn't really anything. There was stuff I could have got. Like, one of the garage sales had like a ton of like Ralph Lauren stuff. But I mean, I kind of think I'm done picking up Ralph Lauren because it just sits for so long. Like, it sells, but it sits for so long that it gets a little bit frustrating. I use Yard Sale Treasure Map. And if you don't have this app, I'd recommend getting it because you can pick and choose where you go. And it gives you like a little breakdown of the garage sale. So it'll say like yard equipment, like, okay, I'm out. Big furniture, okay, I'm out. I don't have anywhere to store that, whatever. But we live like right by, it's called Lake Norman, and pretty much the people by Lake Norman have money. So I went to the garage sales that were on Lake Norman. Dude, all these houses, by the way, are fucking insane. I go there and it's like, oh, okay. Like, I thought this was by the water. You're on the water. Like, you're back. Like, I'm inside these people's houses and their backyard is just a lake with like boats and shit. I'm like, God damn, man. Anyway, so I was going to these ones. I'm not even going to break down, like, just what garage sales I go to. I'm just going to tell you guys what I get, I guess. What the fuck did I get? Oh. It was like a lady that was just trying to get... I guess she was just trying to get rid of all of her shit. I got a unworn Banana Republic pea coat, like a white pea coat, and winter's coming up, so I bought that for $5. And I mean, like, if I'm being honest, I should make anywhere from $100 to $150 on this thing. It is mint condition. Like, it's crazy. From that one, I also bought an Old Navy jean jacket that was unworn for $2. I bought a Vineyard Vines like sundress for $2. The jacket should sell for probably $25, $30, maybe $35, and that sundress probably $25 to $30. I feel like I got something else at this one. But I might not have. That might be it from that one. Is it? Yeah. That is it. I got a Coach makeup purse from a garage sale for free because I helped the lady catch her dog. She couldn't catch her dog. She's like, "Can you help me catch him?" So she said, when I got out of my car, she said, "If you can help me catch my dog, anything at the garage sale is half off." And I just was like, "Come here, buddy." He came right to me. She's like, "You can take anything you want." So I grabbed the Coach makeup bag. I mean, it was free. It's probably, it was listed for like 50 cents, but I could have probably, I could probably sell it for 10 bucks. Easy. If I don't want to wait. Then that was it for garage sales. But I went to a Goodwill, but no, I went to another garage sale because I got an Eddie Bauer full zip up fleece, like men's jacket. Also, if you're going for like fleece stuff, the quarter zip stuff does not sell as good as the full zip stuff. That's just a little fun fact. And I also bought a pair of, this was at the Goodwill, women's Columbia titanium, like hiking pants. That the only thing these things are missing is the tag. These look like they were never worn. Those were $3, I think, at Goodwill. I could probably sell those for 20, 25 bucks. Then I went yesterday, too, actually, to a Goodwill and got two of these, like, J. Crew button-up. They're women's shirts, but I got them both for $8. I should sell each of them for 20 to 25 bucks each. J. Crew, by the way, is easy to tell. There's a tag on the inside that'll tell you the style number and the year. So you're not buying like old out of date shit. So there you go. Man, how about fucking Khabib making Dustin look like an amateur? Like, there was one moment in that fight where I was like, oh shit, Dustin has a chance. I can't stop fucking yawning because it's 6 a.m. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I mean, fuck, man. Oh. I guess I could tell you what sold after this. But, dude, Khabib, I don't know if that guy's ever going to lose. Ever. I mean, I don't know if you guys caught this, but that UFC event that was in, was it Abu Dhabi or was it Dubai? It was Abu Dhabi, I think. Dude, they said it was like 110 plus inside that fucking arena. Can you imagine? Imagine fighting somebody for 15 to 25 minutes in an air-conditioned room. Now, you're fighting. That's basically doing a sprint for 15 minutes, 5 minutes at a time, in a fucking 110-degree heat. Are you kidding me? I don't know what fighters got affected by that, but you know for sure some of them did. That is so bizarre to me that those guys fought in that heat. I guess like Joe Rogan texted John Anik, who was cage side at that fight, and he's like, dude, it's hot as fuck. It is hot as fuck here. Everybody in the crowd just looked like they were sweating. Do you think the hashtag no racist? Do you think those guys that are in those white robes and shit, do you think they get pissed off if they're sitting cage side and blood gets hit onto their white robes? Are they sheiks or what the fuck were those guys? I don't even know what a sheik is, actually. Let's play a game. It's called Let's Find Out Some Stuff. We're going to go on Google. I feel this might be like, this might be racist, but I don't think it is because I'm just looking it up. I don't even know how to spell sheik. That might be racist. Oh, S-H, sheik? Sheikh. There we go. S-H-E-I-K-H. An Arab chief. Usually a sheikh. Man held to be irresistibly attractive to young women. What the fuck, man? That's the Webster's Dictionary? An Arab chief? Usually a sheikh. A man held to be irresistibly attractive to romantic... to romantic young women. I mean, where do we go from here, people? Where do we go? I'm gonna tell you what, man. If you Google sheikh and then you hit images, none of these guys look like... Oh, this guy's first team all-time piece. But majority of these people do not look irresistible to romantic young women. They must have money. That's why I said the thing about, were they sheiks? Maybe they were princes. The guys that were all white, cage side. I don't know if you saw them. I saw them. But, whatever. I don't know where we're going with this. That makes the Tony Ferguson fight with Khabib. I mean, that has to be next because there's no one else for Khabib to just pick apart, really. He said he's not fighting Conor again. I don't want to see him fight Conor again. I want to see Conor. Conor said book my rematch or whatever. We don't want to see it, man. We don't want to see it. If Conor goes out there and loses again, I mean, then his career is over. You know? But if Tony Ferguson goes out there and he wins, because... Well, so Khabib, like, he just... Everybody knows what he's going to do. He's going to take you down and he's going to wear you out. Or he's going to choke you out. I mean, he can knock you out, but chances are he's going to take you down and wear you out. Where it gets fun with Tony Ferguson is when you take him down, that's kind of when he's at his best. And with the wear you out part, Tony has like the weirdest, most crazy, most borderline inhuman cardio that any fighter has. So if somebody is going to beat Khabib, I think it's going to be Tony. And then, if Khabib, I mean, here's the other thing. Do you think Khabib was going to lose to Dustin with his dad there? That dude. And after, by the way, after the fight, when they're wearing each other's shirts and Khabib's talking about how this game is all respect, dude, Khabib completely won me back with that. He fucking hated Conor. And yeah, I'm a Conor dick rider. But I hated him for that. When he jumped out of the cage and was fucking jumping at Dylan Danis, who's a fucking punk bitch anyway. I don't mean that. I mean, I kind of do. It's just... No, never mind. No. It's... Dylan Danis, like, his posts on social media are just so douchey that they piss me off. Like, they're just so douchey, man. his captions are lazy. His posts, like, his pictures, he just looks like... He looks like the guy that you want to hate. But I don't want to hate him. That's my issue. So I don't want to hate him. But when he punched him in the face and jumped out of the cage, whatever. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Khabib. But after the Poirier fight, they're wearing each other's shirts. He's saying nothing but respect for Poirier and how this is what MMA is all about is respect. And no matter how good you get, you still need to be in the gym cleaning it up after you're done using it and being humble. Dude, I was like, fuck yes. That is so beautiful that was like the respect between those guys. And I think that's the real Khabib. I think Conor brought out a Khabib that, I mean, you fucking mess with the bull, you get the horns, I guess, right? But back to Ferguson, it's just Khabib take him down. Okay, that's where Tony's the best. Khabib wear him out? We'll see, because Tony's got insane cardio. And if the fight, the longer the fight goes, the better Ferguson gets, which is so weird. He's one of those fights. I guess that's the same with Khabib, too, though. Like, I just think it's going to be a good fight. That's the one that I'm more excited about. I wasn't really excited about this Dustin fight. And, my God, guys, make it a little bit easier to find a fucking stream. I mean, Jesus. Back to the selling stuff. What did I sell? They changed this app around a little bit. And having a hard time finding stuff. I don't know how to get back to my... Before it was like, oh yeah, here you go. Oh, filter maybe? Nope. Nope. Notifications maybe? Nope. Likes? Nope. Oh, here we go. Duh. Selling. Duh. This was actually a while ago. I don't know if I even talked about this on the podcast, but I bought The Simpsons, like, season two and three. Still wrapped, still had the price tag of $49.99 on them. I bought them each for like $3 and sold one of them yesterday for 17. So I make like, I think it's like 15 something, 15 and change on it. And I make them pay shipping. Then, sold the fucking Pokemon card. It's a newer one. It doesn't matter. It's just a newer card. Sold it for $18. I pay shipping, so. But, like, with cards, there's a way around it. And if you looking to sell cards, I'll just DM me and I'll tell you how to do it. I don't want to break it down on here. Then on eBay, if this shit loads. Fuck me. Sold. Here we go. Oh, I don't know if you guys remember this. I bought these like Christmas bells for a quarter each. One of them sold yesterday for $9.75. One of those mugs that I bought sold for $15. These little action figures that I had just sitting around, those sold for $5. One of my VHS that I bought for 25 cents sold for $4. Which, I mean, those sales are good and all, but those, to be honest, are more for, like, getting, traction and... I don't know how to explain it. The more traction you have on eBay and the more they see, like, your activity, the more people are going to be going to your store. But it's okay to sell stuff for cheap like that because... You also want to build your rating, too. So, like I have a 96% positive feedback thing. Which fucks me. Because the negative feedback is for this guy that bought this goddamn... I don't know. I don't even remember what he bought. But his address said that he was in Spain or some bullshit. And then I canceled the order and said it was U.S. shipping only. And he's like, yeah, I have a U.S. mailbox. You just ignore me. And I was like, dude, you never even messaged me. Like, I'm not going to go searching for your fucking U.S. Mailbox. Like, come on, man. Yeah, that was the only one that was fucking dumb. And yeah, I think that was it, actually. Yeah, that was it. NFL season kicked off. My team got fucking beat in fantasy. Bullshit. That's bullshit, man. My running back two spot is so sketchy. Like, if I make it deep in this league, it's gonna be, dude, it's gonna be on a fucking prayer. Because my running back two, let me tell you guys my team real quick. So, like, and I almost, I mean, I wasn't that far away from winning. I got Russell Wilson, David Johnson, Matt Breida, Keenan Allen, Robert Woods, George Kittle, DJ Moore, or, yeah, DJ Moore, Jarvis Landry, Browns defense, Miles Sanders, Dante Moncrief, Kiki Kuti, Ronald Jones, James Winston, Devin Funches, fucking on the IR now. But, like, did you hear those other options at running back that I have? Fucking Matt Breida, Miles Sanders, Ronald Jones. I mean, come on. The Browns defense. Like, what the fuck happened with the Browns? 43-13? Like, to the Titans? The Titans? Come on, man. The fucking Titans. Yeah, I said that. The Titans. How gross. Gross. Just frustrates me. That's all. It's just like, You know? And man. I mean, I guess if I'm lucky, I can pick up Adrian Peterson. I don't even know, dude. Like, what am I gonna do here? My team's in shambles. my team's in shambles. Fantasy, or like daily fantasy, I did alright. I think I like doubled my money. So, that's cool. You know, that's cool. I don't know really what else I wanted to talk about. This wasn't that serious of a podcast. It was just, the hell is this? Yeah, man. The Browns game really freaking bummed me out this weekend. Dude, how about the slime ball that is Antonio Brown? This fucking slime ball, dude. This guy goes to the Raiders and is like all excited about it. He's like, yeah, this is all I wanted. I wanted to just be on like a good team. Then he started playing with Derek Carr and he was like, oh, fuck. This guy sucks. Didn't he go to camp in like a fucking a hot air balloon? Then he's like, thinking to himself, like, oh, shit, I got to get off this team. Maybe if I go into a cryo chamber barefoot, burn the shit out of my feet, give myself frostbite, maybe they'll cut me if I can't run. And so he posts a picture of his feet all burned off, all nasty looking, gross. Get that shit off my feed. And they're like, he's like, you guys want to cut me? And they're like, no, not yet. He's like, okay, cool, bet. So then, basically, he is like, all right, well, I'm not going to play because I don't have the right helmet. I can't play with my helmet. I don't want to play. And he's like basically a little kid. Basically, this is what I picture Antonio Brown as. Somebody's like, Antonio, we can't play with that. We can't play with that helmet. And he's like, I want to play with this helmet. And they're like, Antonio, we told you can't play with this helmet. And he's like, I want this helmet. And they're like, Antonio, this is for your safety. You can't use that helmet, buddy. And he's like, no, 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 no. He's like, if I can't play with this helmet, I'm not playing. And they're like, all right, buddy, we'll see what we can do. And then he's like, you guys going to cut me yet? And they're like, no, we're not going to cut you. He's like, but if I can't play, then we're not going to play. Then I can't play football. And he's like, and the team's like, all right, it's cool. We're going to file some grievances. We're going to get you that helmet back. He's like, oh. And then he goes back to his room and slams his door. And and then he's like, all right, well, I'm just not going to report to camp, I guess, because I don't have this fucking helmet. And they're like, all right, well, you don't report, you get fined. That's how the game works. They send him this fine in the mail, and he's like, oh, cool. Here's my next chance. Post that shit on Instagram. He's like, these punk-ass bitches fined me for not showing up to the shit that I had to show up to that's in my contract to show up to. Boom. And the Raiders are like, all right, well, let's see if we can calm him down. And he goes, he goes to talk to Antonio Brown, and allegedly Antonio Brown called him a cracker and said he was gonna punch him in the face. I mean, so childish. They're like, all right, dude, like, whatever. Whatever. We're gonna go back, regroup. And then he's like, God damn it. And then he just posts on his Instagram. He's like, fuck this. Hashtag release me. They're like, what do we do? And they're just like, we gotta let him go. He gets cut, posts a video on fucking Bleacher Report or whatever it is, of course, because he's so childish. It's like if your girlfriend broke up with you and then you sent a Snapchat to all your friends like, I'm single. Like, bro, fucking grow up. And then it's like he goes and signs with the Patriots. He went to this fucking dark side, dude. It's exactly like getting broken up with your girl, posting on Snapchat, and then 3 hours later, you're posting like, oh, going on a date with this hot chick. She's like the hottest chick. I mean, so childish. Here's the thing, though. If any team is going to get this guy to change his ways, it's going to be the Patriots and Bill Belichick, because that dude doesn't give a fuck. And he's not going to put up with any bullshit. And I guess Tom Brady's got to be a pretty good mentor, because he is kind of getting Josh Gordon on the right track, which is, I mean, I hate it that he couldn't do it in Cleveland, but, you know, he had a weed addiction. So good for him and Tom Brady helping him out. I wish I could hear his, like, interview with Bill Belichick, and Bill would be like, Antonio. So you burned your feet on purpose to try to get cut. And he's like, yeah. He's like, all right. And the whole helmet thing. He's like, that was a ploy too. He's like, all right. What about the hot air balloon? We gonna have any issues with that? He's like, no, sir. He goes, what about if we fine you? He's like, that's fine. I'll pay it. That's cool. He's like, that was just a tactic too. And he's like, yeah, it was. And he's like, what about right here? It says, you called him a cracker. It said you punch him in the face. He's like, nothing but respect, sir. He's like, welcome aboard. Do you like trucks? That last part is only something that me and Dan understand because we like to picture Bill Belichick in his spare time having an insane truck collection, like a toy truck collection, like a really expensive one. And when he goes to like Tom Brady's house, he's like, hey, Tom, can I play with the kids? And Tom's like, yeah, of course. And he just playing toy trucks with Tom Brady. And he just, I guess it's kind of one of those things where Dan might appreciate that, but I don't think anybody else really will. On that note, I think it would be a good time to end this one. And until next time, everybody, peace. No more, been waiting too long.